Hey, Minnesota Viking fans, Rick Spielman here. Just wanted to give you an update of where we are as we get ready to head down to Mankato and get prepared for a very successful 2017 season. Let's take a look at the offensive side of the ball. Offensive line was the area that we wanted to concentrate on the most this offseason. We decided to attack it not only in free agency, but in the draft as well. Two new additions that we signed in free agency were Riley Reiff, who played with the Detroit Lions last year. He's been a starting left tackle for them, but moved over to the right side. We will move him back over to the left side and look forward not only to his ability solidifying the left tackle position, but also his leadership. On the right side, we went after Mike Remmerts, who was previously here early in his career as a Minnesota Viking. He went on to Carolina Panthers, played on the right side, some on the left side at offensive tackle. We're going to keep him back over to the right side where he performed the best. The new addition that we added in the draft was Pat Elflein. Pat was a starting center the past 3 years at Ohio State. Not only does he bring toughness and the mentality we're looking for up front, but great athletic skills, and we're looking forward to seeing what he does when we get down to training camp. Also, a rookie to keep an eye on is Danny Isadora. Danny Isadora was a later round pick out of the University of Miami of Florida, and he has shown tremendous athletic ability as we went through these OTAs, and looking forward to seeing him with the pads on and matching up at this level. A couple of the returning guys that you'll know about that we feel very confident are going to be able to solidify the offensive line up front, Alex Boone. Nick Easton's going to battle that center position versus Pat Elflein. We're going to look at both of those guys and try to pick our top five. We also have Joe Berger coming back. And the biggest interest that you're going to want to hear about is that we move TJ Clemmings from offensive tackle inside to offensive guard. He will start out there at training camp. Seemed to be very comfortable when we moved him there this offseason, and we're looking forward to see him down in Mankato as well. Three other guys to keep an eye on is Jeremiah Searles, who played not only right tackle, but also slid inside the guard for us, who had a very productive year last year. And two young guys, Rashad Hill, who we picked up off Jacksonville's practice squad, who actually ended up starting the last game against the Chicago Bears at left tackle for us, and Willie Beavers, who was a rookie last year and has made tremendous strides through this offseason. So with this group of guys, we feel we're going to have a very strong offensive line in an area we definitely wanted to improve in. Let's take a look at our receiver position. We feel we have also upgraded this area with the addition of Michael Floyd, the emergence of Laquan Treadwell, which he has shown this offseason, and the new contract that we signed with Adam Thielen and Stephon Diggs feel those are our top four receivers heading down to Mankato. You don't want to forget about Jarius Wright, though. Every time he seems to get his opportunity in a game, he ends up making plays.
Back to pass, whips it out right, caught Jarius Wright. Touchdown, Vikings!
So those are going to be more than likely our top five receivers going into Mankato. We also drafted two receivers in Rodney Adams and Stacy Cooley, both speedsters that also have some return ability. So this is going to be a very competitive group, and we're looking forward to seeing who emerges coming out of Mankato.
Fire center of the field, caught Rudolph at the five, leaps for the end zone, touchdown! The 29th receiving touchdown of his career, which is a new Minnesota Vikings record for tight end.
As we start looking at the tight end position, Kyle Rudolph, we felt,